This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let me run this by you, see what you think. You take all your financial data, credit cards, bank accounts, the whole smash, and you enter them into an app. You can track your spending, yes, keep to your budget, maybe set some savings goals. But privacy? Anyone? Data security? Any worries about that? Yeah, I thought so. That's why the financial services company Fidelity, which you should know is an underwriter of this program, has launched a new business aimed at letting customers control what data those apps can get their hands on. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
I'm sitting with Hillary Powers at her apartment in Queens, and we're going through her account on the website Mint. That's a personal finance tool she uses to pull together her financial accounts, all 34 of them.
It's absurd, because I have like every credit card I've ever had and like all of my accounts and all of my loans.
Right now, she's showing me how she runs through her credit card transactions to see if Mint labeled them correctly, with categories like groceries or restaurants. The labels aren't always right.
I went to like the gutter, which is bowling. They called it alcohol. I'm going to switch that to entertainment, just because I do have an entertainment budget.
Apps like Mint are often called aggregators, since they aggregate people's financial data into one place. Nate Pacer, the founder of the research outfit Venture Scanner, says there are nearly 300 of them.
You can do things like personal budgeting, tax preparation, credit card rewards points.
To get the aggregator to work, users typically enter their login info and answers to their security questions. The aggregator then stores that information and can access the user's account. Stuart Rubenstein at Fidelity says consumers aren't always aware of how their data is actually used.
Some companies aggregate consumer data and sell it. Some companies use it to build new products. Some companies use it for research.
Rubenstein's heading up a new business called Akoya, which is owned by Fidelity's parent company. It'll act as an intermediary. Instead of handing over login info to an aggregator app, customers would use Akoya to connect the apps to their bank accounts. And it would help them decide what data their apps can access.
If you're using a budgeting app, you need to look at your spending. When you're doing financial planning, you might need to look at a whole financial picture.
The service is geared toward giving customers more control of their data. But the target market is really the banks themselves, says Myra Rodriguez-Valladares at MRV Associates.
I really think this is much more bank-driven since they're keenly aware of the actual costs and capital costs to these kinds of problems.
Valladares advises banks on regulatory issues. She says banks already have to worry about cyber attacks. And if an aggregator is breached and customer login info or data gets out,
any of those problems will come back to haunt the bank, and it becomes the bank's problem from the perspective of the bank regulator.
Akoya would charge banks for the service rather than customers or the aggregator apps. The idea is that a service like Akoya could protect a bank if an aggregator app is breached in a cyber attack, says Aviva Leighton, who follows cybersecurity for the research firm Gartner.
It seems that this new Fidelity business is a good way for banks to not let the aggregator get more information than they need.
Akoya is hoping that banks will sign up for its service instead of striking their own deals with aggregator apps. A few years back, JP Morgan Chase reached a deal with Mint that limited its access to Chase accounts. Akoya is also hoping that people like Hillary Powers will keep valuing the convenience of aggregator apps over any privacy risks.
It makes me feel like I'm like paying attention and being like responsible, at least financially, by focusing on where my money's going and when.
Akoya is set to launch later this year. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.